Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hei, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 5, Mishnah 9. This Mishnah continues with the Isser, the rabbinic prohibition of Se'ah B'Se'ah, of someone lending his friend a Se'ah, an amount of wheat, and telling him, you'll pay me back an amount of wheat at a later date, because we're concerned that perhaps the wheat will go up in price, and comes out that when he returns him that exact same measurement of wheat, in essence he's returning him more money than he borrowed. So the Mishnah says inside, a person shouldn't tell his friend, lend me a car, a measurement of wheat, and I'll pay it back to you at the time of when we at the granary, at the time that we harvest. However, says the Mishnah, a person could tell him, that means, if, let's say a person has wheat in his own home, he just can't access it because he lost the key, or he needs his son to assist him in getting that wheat. And he says to his friend, do me a favor, please lend me wheat, and I will pay you back once I can get access my own wheat. The halacha is that is permissible, and we don't have this rabbinic prohibition of Se'ah B'Se'ah. The Hillel Eiser. Yet Hillel says, even in this case, it's prohibited to lend chitim b'chitim, even if you have in your own home, because it resembles ribis interest too much. Additionally, Hillel said, a woman should not lend her friend a loaf of bread and say, pay me back a loaf of bread at a later date. On the contrary, what they should do is she should say, here, can I borrow a loaf of bread? And let's say a loaf of bread today costs $2.99, I'm going to pay you back $2.99. Shema yakiru achitim, lest the wheat increase in price. Venimtsu bois, lidei ribis. And by giving back something of greater value, that's ribis drabanon. That is rabbinically prohibited ribis. And therefore, Hillel was against this. Mishnah Yud, Mishnah 10. Aymer adam l'chaveiroi, a person could tell his friend, nakeshi mi va nakeshimcha. Help me today to weed out my field, and tomorrow I will assist you in weeding your field. Adori mi ve'adori mach. Help me dig my field today, and I will dig your field with you tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, however, it is prohibited to tell his friend, Nakesh imi, today, do me a favor, help me weed, ve'adori mcha, and I will tomorrow, or at a later date, assist you in digging. Or adori mi, help me dig today, and then at a later date, anakesh imcha, I will go, and I will weed with you. And the reason that this is prohibited is because maybe one type of work is more difficult and strenuous than the other due to the weather, due to the ground's conditions. So it comes out, your friend, in essence, you borrowed his time, and now because he is, you don't have to pay him back right away, if you want to call it that, he's giving you back more. So that halachically is prohibited, and one should not do that. Says the Mishnah, Kol Yimei Garid Echad, all the days of the summer when the ground is hard are considered similar, so that if your friend weeds with you one day, he can weed with you the next day. Similarly, Kol Yimei Raviyah Echad, all the days of the rainy season are considered one, that it's permitted to tell your friend, if you weed with me today, I will weed with you tomorrow. However, Lo Yimei Lo Charoshim Yimei Garid, you're not allowed to tell him, help me plow in the summer days, and I will assist you in plowing during the rainy season, because plowing during the rainy season is much more difficult. The ground is much more saturated. Rami Gamliel says, Yesh ribis mukdemes, there could be a problem of ribis in advance. Yesh ribis mukheres, and there could be a problem of interest even at a delayed date. Ketzad, nasanein avluvasi menu, let's say a fellow intends to borrow money from his friend, and he sends him a gift and says, I know that in the future you're planning on lending me, hopefully you will lend me, and here's a gift. Zui ribis mukdemes. That's considered advanced ribis, and that's rabbinically prohibited. Lava imanu, let's say Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, and then he returned the money, and then he sent Shimon a gift for giving him. He sent him a bottle of wine for giving him the money. Thank you so much for the money that you didn't use and you let me use instead. Zui ribis mukheres. This is delayed ribis, and it's prohibited. Rabbi Shimon says, Yesh ribis devarim. There could even be interest when it comes to words. Lo yomar, a person should not tell, the borrower shouldn't tell the lender, da, you should know, ki boish pleini mimakam pleini. I'm going to give you some information. This fellow that you've been looking for, you've been trying to get in touch with, he just came into town. And we're talking about a situation where you ordinarily wouldn't tell to him. You wouldn't go out of your way to tell to him. But because you feel a certain debt of gratitude to him for lending you money, you're going to do it to show him that you appreciate it. That's rabbinically prohibited as ribis devarim. As ribis, that is just words, and a person is prohibited from doing that. Wish you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming Shabbos.